Idaho and headed toward the upper 30s to near 40 later today. We'll have more details on the forecast, which includes some snow coming in late tonight. Those details after the news. It is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden today announcing another round of student loan forgiveness.
This time, the president's forgiving $5.8 billion in student loans for Americans who work in public service. The program allows debt relief for people in jobs that include firefighting, nursing, and teaching, if they've made 10 years of continuous payments. More than 77,000 people will get that relief. The president also sending an email to more than 250,000 other public service borrowers, telling them to stick with their payments, and they'll get the rest of their debt wiped out then, too.
ABC's Andy Field. Dragnet out in Idaho for white nationalist Skylar Meade and Nicholas Umphenor. Police say Umphenor shot and wounded two corrections officers as he helped Meade escape after a medical visit in Boise, Idaho. Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani fired his interpreter after allegations that interpreter stole $4.5 million from Ohtani's accounts to pay gambling debts. This is ABC News. The love of money. A Southern California woman heading for a long stretch in prison in an identity theft case. ABC's Alex Stone tells the tale.
Caroline Herling preyed on the elderly, according to federal prosecutors, looking for unkempt houses and affluent neighborhoods and then would steal the identities of those who lived inside. She allegedly broke into the home of Charles Wilding. He died in 2020. Prosecutors say she and her co-conspirators took over his home and assets while his body decomposed in the home. They looted his accounts and worked to make it appear he was still alive, even paying men to act as Wilding. Herling, now getting 20 years in federal prison. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Back on stage, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band play at a concert in Phoenix Tuesday night. Their first since the boss put it on hold in September to recover from peptic ulcer disease. They'll hit 17 countries before ending in Vancouver November 22nd. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high near 40 with a few peaks of sunshine and variable winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, snow developing by midnight or so, 2 to 4 inches possible, a low of 27. Friday, snow tapering off by late morning, an additional 2 to 3 inches of snow possible Friday morning. Some breaks of sun late in the day and a high of 37. Friday night, mostly clear and cold, a low of 14. Saturday, partly sunny and cool and a high of 37. Sunday, 40, cloudy and breezy with a 50% chance of light snow, possibly becoming a wintry mix late, 1 or 2 inches of snow possible and a high of 40. Periods of rain likely Monday and 48 degrees. In Richland Center, midnight mark was 28. We've been as low as 24. And right now it is 25 degrees. Today is Thursday, March 21st. It is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day here.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning country music star, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and that little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my path seems drear, without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears away.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn it,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
Oh Lord, he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you know a little fire is burning,
you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
We start the day in a positive way with the Richland Center's own Unity Quartet. Before that, our national anthem performed by Trisha Yearwood. Here we are together again. Friends, it's the Light in the Milk House Show, Thursday edition. Yours truly, Phil Nee, flying in from Sextonville International. It sounds like tomorrow morning my flight might be canceled. I don't know. I have to see. But looks like some snow coming in, and I've been kind of just coasting for the last couple of months, not talking to too many district administrators and those that make decisions at the schools on school going on. Although there are at least a couple of districts that are on spring break this week, so may not be a factor tomorrow morning, but those that are in might have to make some decisions, at least early on, about starting a little later. We'll see how it all tracks. It has changed since yesterday, and it was a little bit less yesterday, but it sounds like starting later and maybe continuing a little longer in the morning as a result tomorrow morning for 2 to 4 inches by late tonight, an additional 2 to 3 tomorrow. So at the upper end, it would be 7. Now, normally it's not, but they're just putting it out there. We're at 24, the overnight low. Let's start those chores, shall we?
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned, yet I feel like in those hills I still belong. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. nation. The cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. But as I sit here today, many miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the draw. Where the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. As I turn life a page to the land of the great Osage in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow-white cotton grows in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. In the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Side of the tracks, born a breed apart. Can't tie them up, you can't pin them down. They're clinging to some old star. They'll chase that restless spirit wherever the four winds blow. But there's another dream just around the bend for renegades, rebels, and rogues. Renegades, rebels, and rogues, eyes of fire. Hearts of gold, they ramble till they drop, gamble till the money runs out. They'll take any wrong direction, it's in their blood to know that all roads lead to another road for renegades, rebels, and rogues. Daughters love them, daddies hate them, mamas don't understand. Whenever life feels down and dirty, they just play them another hand. Yeah, there's a place in heaven for those wild and kindred souls, but they'll be raised in hell till then, renegades, rebels, and rogues. Renegades, rebels, and rogues, eyes of fire, hearts of gold. They ramble till they drop, gamble till the money runs. It's in their blood, you know, that all roads lead to another road for renegades, rebels, and rogues.
Tracy Lawrence on the Light in the Milk House show. It is 5:14. An important reminder, the regular Wednesday Town of Orion Board of Directors meeting will be held Thursday tonight due to scheduling conflicts. Board meetings return to Wednesdays in April. The meeting will begin promptly at 5:30 today at the new Orion Town Hall. Also a reminder, on this Thursday, the Tomah VA Medical Center will hold a telephone town hall meeting for veterans, their families, and community stakeholders. The event will be held at noon today. The clinic will be calling veterans and holding a live interactive town hall meeting over the phone to give updates on the Tomah VA Hospital and clinics with a live Q&A session. For more information, you can go to va.gov/Tomah Healthcare. And learn more about the River Valley School District referendum questions at a public meeting starting at 5 this afternoon. The meeting will be held in the River Valley Middle School cafeteria.
Saturday morning, serials chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock hops, Studebaker, Pepsi please. Do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Do you remember these? The Hip Parade, Grape Truaid, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and pegging your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam up the back of her hose. Do you remember those?
James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bending, burning, wait your turn, and four foul balls, you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Do you remember that?
Dancing close, a little more on jokes and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas course, Roy Rogers horse, and only the shadow knows. Do you remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, bitchin' woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes, who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do. What do? We remember these.
The Statler Brothers and WRCO, do you remember these? And that was the kind of song that my mom used to try to teach me how to do the jitterbug, which I never really got onto it. But that was one that has kind of a jitterbug tempo. And that's a dance you have to really get going on, too. Speaking of which, we have the aerobic polka right around the bend. We'll check sports next. Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs. Custom, LT, LTZ, or High Country. Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
It is 5:20, time now for a sports update, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jason Tatum scored 31 to help the Celtics win their seventh game in a row. Boston took advantage of the absence of Giannis Antetokounmpo, and they beat the Bucks 122-119. Peyton Pritchard added 19 and 6 rebounds. Also for the Bucks, Brooke Lopez did all right. Damian Lillard as well leading the way. Lillard with 32, Bobby Portis with 24 and 15 rebounds, but it wasn't enough. Also, Indiana, a winner against Detroit, 122-103. Miami beat Cleveland, 107-104. Sacramento over Toronto, 123-89. Oklahoma City over Utah, 119-107. The Clippers beat Portland, 116-103. Phoenix, 115. Philadelphia, 102. Golden State beat Memphis, 137-116. In the NHL, Toronto 7-3 over Washington. Dallas beat Arizona 5-2. Los Angeles over Minnesota 6-0. In exhibition baseball, Oakland 3-1 over the Cubs. Cincinnati topped the White Sox 3-1. Texas 8, Cincinnati 1. Detroit beat Minnesota by final of 12-3. The Brewers get back to action today, actually tonight, after having yesterday off. The Brewers will take on San Francisco. That is a West Coast time of 8:10, first pitch time this evening. And that is an update on Thursday Morning Sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
It is 22 minutes after 5, and guess what, kids? It is aerobic polka time. Here we go.
Yep. Peter Piper picked a pint of pickled peppers polka, peppers polka, peppers polka. Peter Piper picked a pint of pickled peppers polka. You should see that Peter Piper polka. Peter Piper polka's pretty, pretty when he polkas, when he polkas, when he polkas. Peter Piper polka's pretty, pretty when he polkas. You should see that Peter Piper polka.
Peter Piper picked those pickled peppers all day, but when the sun goes down and the night is gay,
he picks a pretty Polly and he polkas away to the Peter Piper pickled peppers polka. Piper picked a pint of pickled peppers polka, peppers polka, peppers polka. Peter Piper picked a pint of pickled peppers polka. You should see that Peter Piper polka. Peter Piper polka's pretty, pretty when he polkas, when he polkas, when he polkas. Peter Piper polka's pretty, pretty when he polkas. You should see that Peter Piper polka.
Peter Piper picked those pickled peppers all day, but when the sun goes down and the night is gay,
he picks a pretty Polly and he polkas away to the Peter Piper pickled peppers polka, to the Peter Piper pickled peppers polka.
There you go. That's good old Captain Stubby and his band and the Peter Piper polka. Could you keep up with that one? I was having more trouble with my mouth than my feet on that one. Anyway, we're at 24 degrees, clouds, and then a few peaks of sun today, a high near 40. For tonight, snow developing by midnight or so, 2 to 4 inches possible. So we're talking about that maybe by this time tomorrow, an overnight low of 27. Snow tapering off by late Friday morning, an additional 2 to 3 inches of snow possible. Some breaks of sun late in the day, a high of 37 on Friday. Right now, WRCO, 24 degrees, the overnight low.
Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man.
Get while the getting's good out of your life.
Bill Anderson on the Light and the Mel Cow Show, WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 24 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
The House Ag Committee is taking a closer look at China's connection to U.S. agriculture. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. In a hearing Wednesday, U.S. Trade Ambassador and Indiana farmer Kip Tom told lawmakers China is stealing intellectual property from the U.S.
Several Chinese nationals were stealing proprietary seeds in our area from production fields and shipping them back to China. These Chinese nationals were caught and convicted, but how many were not caught?
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says China owns several U.S. chemical and food processing companies, and now China is coming for U.S. ag land.
Reports now show that China owns about 384,000 acres of U.S. ag land, valued at over $2 billion. This should be alarming to all of us.
The president of the American Soybean Association told House lawmakers to do no harm to the current trade relationship between the U.S. and China. Josh Gackle says it takes years to build good relationships, and China is a top buyer of U.S. soybeans.
In the last marketing year, the export value of U.S. soybeans totaled over $32 billion. China accounted for nearly $19 billion of this total. For perspective, the next largest destination by value totaled approximately $3 billion.
House Ag Committee Ranking Member David Scott asked Gackle about former President Trump's campaign proposal to add a 60% tariff on Chinese goods if reelected. The North Dakota farmer said new tariffs would have negative consequences for U.S. soybeans. Ethanol industry supporters say the Biden administration's new automobile emission standards miss the mark and disregard the carbon benefits of ethanol. Harold Woley of the National Corn Growers Association says the final rule from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency relies heavily on the use of electric vehicles to meet climate change goals.
We're all set to decarbonize the transportation system with higher blends of ethanol right now. We can do it and use all of the internal combustion engines that our consumers are driving today.
Troy Bradenkamp with the Renewable Fuels Association says the EPA had the opportunity to make it a better rule.
It really is one of those just very unfortunate, disappointing rules as it was finalized.
He tells Brownfield there will likely be legal challenges moving forward. John Deere, Kinsey Manufacturing, and Ag Leader Technology are working together to make it easier for farmers to integrate equipment and technology on their operations. Farmers who operate Kinsey and Ag Leader planting and display products can now integrate their agronomic data seamlessly into the John Deere Operations Center. The companies have also agreed to resolve all outstanding litigation through an arrangement where John Deere will license planting technology to Kinsey and Ag Leader. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season And as always, we appreciate your business.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs closed higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been slow to develop this week. Bids surfaced at $186 live in Kansas on Wednesday. Asking prices were around $188 plus live in the South, but the North remained quiet. Packer inquiry has been limited. It's more than likely significant trade volumes are going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were steady. Feeder heifers were firm to $5 higher, with spots of $10 to $15 higher. Slaughter cows were $6 to $8 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good and supply was moderate. Overall, the quality was not as attractive in the packages of calves under 600 pounds as recent weeks. Medium and large one feeder steers, 455 to 498 pounds, brought $302.50 to $330. Feeder steer 616 to 636 pounds brought $277.50 to $298. Medium and large one feeder heifers 527 pounds value added brought $300. And feeder heifer 651 to 654 pounds brought $258.20. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up 22 cents at $313.44. Select was 47 cents lower at $302.71. Estimated cattle slaughter was 116,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up more than 11,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors have been bidding up to procure needed numbers. It remains to be seen just how long this is going to last. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and domestic demand is showing some strength as the calendar turns to spring. Grilling season is just around the corner. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gelts at the National Daily Direct were 46 cents higher with a weighted average of 81.24. The Western Corn Belt closed 59 cents higher with a weighted average of 81.14. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed lower, down $1.19 at 92.18. Ribs were sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up about 7,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting for direct business to develop in Friday's on feed numbers. And lean hog futures closed lower, pressured by lower pork values. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up with commercial support. May was 24 higher at 1209 and a half, and July was up 23 at 1223 and a quarter. Corn finished mixed, adjusting spreads. May was down a half at 439. July was steady at 452 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of widespread direct cash cattle business and Friday's USDA cattle on feed report. April live was down 25 at 187.80. June was 22 lower at 184.77. April feeder cattle were down 15 at 254.92. And hogs were pressured by the lower midday move in pork, getting ready for Thursday's livestock slaughter numbers. April is down 52 at 85.30. June lean was 62 lower at $100.62. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A series of free resources to potentially save lives. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Next week is Stand Up for Grain Safety Week, with daily online presentations to address occupational safety for farmers and others doing potentially hazardous work. Kadrian Livingston's day job is regional safety manager for the Omaha-based grain, food, and feed marketing company, Viterra. But when she was just 10 years old, her father, Craig, was killed in a grain bin incident in 2008 while helping a neighbor.
Dad had been a rancher his whole life, and in Nebraska, farming and ranching is very, very different. My dad didn't know the dangers, the way that grain can take you, what we call the quicksand of the Midwest. The auger had quit working, and so he was having to grain back the rest of the grain out. There were about 500 bushels of grain left when he was in the bin, and there was only one other guy with him, a trucker, and the trucker had stepped away to go move the truck forward to finish out filling the truck, and when he came back, all he saw were my dad's hands.
Livingston also consults on the subject of worker safety and continues to work on the family cattle operation as well. There's more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
What's going on with the price of blocks and barrels? I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The cheese market has seen an unusual trend lately. Normally, the per-pound price of 40-pound cheddar cheese blocks is higher than the 500-pound cheddar cheese barrels. Beginning around February 9th, barrels began commanding more money per pound than blocks, and depending on the day, sometimes significantly more. Market advisor Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield that, like most dairy products, exports and the world market are influencing the prices.
There are cheesemakers out there who, when they can export cheese, they make cheese for export. And when they don't have those export orders, they make cheese for the domestic market. And a lot of times it ends up in Chicago.
Blocks were once again commanding a larger price than barrels as of late last week, but that did not last. As of the close of Wednesday's trading session at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, barrels were selling for 4.5 cents a pound more than blocks.
And so given that barrels had such a strong run over blocks the past few weeks, it signals that those cheesemakers were probably busy making export cheese.
Blocks are generally used to make slices or packages of shredded cheese, while barrels are usually melted to make processed cheese, but they have been used for other types of products. Milk futures and the cash dairy markets were steady to lower except butter Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April Class 3 milk down 12 at 16.17, May down 22 at 16.48, June down 17 to 17.29, July down 14 cents at 18.04. Dry whey was down 2.5 cents at 40.5, three sales there. 40-pound cheese blocks remain unchanged at 145 with one sale. Barrels were down 0.5 cent to 149.5. Butter up 1.75 at 283.75. Not that dry milk down 0.75 cent to 111.75. No sales for barrels, butter, or not that dry milk. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater with great snacks and family-friendly $3 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. Krogan's Do It Best store and Rent It Center is your one stop for paint, tools, mowers, blowers, gifts, appliances, HD big screen TVs, and two floors of furniture values. And the Leah Granzo Insurance Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
Weather-wise, today a high of 39 with a few peaks of sunshine. Tonight, snow developing by midnight or so, 2 to 4 inches possible, and a low of 27. Snow tapering off by late morning Friday, an additional 2 to 3 inches possible, a high of 37. Friday night, mostly clear and cold, a low of 14. And Saturday, partly sunny and cool, a high of 37. 40 for a high Sunday before another round of snow, maybe a light wintry mix later on, 1 or 2 inches of snow possible. Sunday. Right now in WRCO Studios, it is 25 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today.
Castles were made high and mighty. Oceans were made deep and wide. We were made for each other. That's how I feel about my love for you. Up in the sky lives a rainbow that some people say has no end. Well, this I don't know if true, but there's no end of my love for you. Live in each moment, waiting for your touch. Sometimes are broken, and someone you trust can prove untrue.
but I'll never be unfaithful. All you can trust in my love for you. Put your trust in my love for you.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Classic Johnny Cash at 6 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock on the Light in the Milk House show. Getting you ready for the day in Southwest Wisconsin. And a reminder, the Richland Center High School wrestling team is hosting a silent trivia night at Richland Center High School tomorrow night. Sounds like some fun. Starts at 6:30. There will be 10 rounds of trivia covering a variety of topics. And the cost is just $10 per player with teams of up to 10 players. Feel free to bring your snacks to share with your table. Beverages and baked goods will be for sale as well during tomorrow night's event.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your Southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, everything is still on track for a wintry blast of weather coming in tonight into tomorrow morning. Winter weather advisories have been posted across our region, in fact, covering most of the state of Wisconsin. Around our area, this starts at 1 o'clock Friday morning, goes through 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. The latest data is bringing the heaviest snow right across southern Wisconsin. Some places could see locally over 6 inches. In fact, over toward Milwaukee, some places might get over 8 inches by midday tomorrow. So definitely a slow Friday morning commute. Keep that in mind. We should get a break later tomorrow and Saturday before the next large storm comes out of the Rocky Mountains, tracking up through the Midwest Sunday into Monday. The current track on that takes the heaviest snow from the Dakotas up through Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin, where some places could see upwards of a foot. It'll be much lighter around here, and in fact transition over to rain by Sunday night into Monday. We could get a sizable amount of rain, maybe a half inch to an inch, through Monday night. Somewhat cooler conditions will filter in by the middle of next week. Otherwise, for today, cloud cover with a few peaks of sun possible. High near 39 degrees, wind variable close to 5. Tonight, snow developing by midnight or so, 2 to 4 inches possible, low at 27, east wind around 10. Friday, snow tapering off by late morning with another 2 or 3 inches possible. Some breaks of sun later in the day with a high of 37, wind becoming northwest around 10 miles an hour. Friday night, mostly clear and cold, low at 14. Saturday, partly sunny and chilly with a high again at 37 degrees. On Sunday, cloudy and breezy with a 50% chance of light snow, possibly becoming a wintry mix late in the day. An inch or two of snow is possible. Low 23 with a high of 40. Monday, breezy and cloudy with periods of rain, high 48. And Tuesday, some scattered light rain turning to snow flurries, high near 43 and then falling. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 25 degrees and right now partly cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 43 degrees. The record high for March 21st, 81. That came in 2012. Record low, 8 degrees below zero in 1965. Last year's high, 54, and the low was 30. Sunset will occur at 7:15 this evening. Sunrise time this morning, just after 7, 3 minutes past, in fact, a little over an hour away. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.27. No precipitation today. After a midnight reading of 28, we're at 25 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where AP News at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement.